Today's reading begins in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 1. Proverbs 19, verse 1. Better is a poor person who walks in his integrity than one who is crooked in speech and is a fool. Desire without knowledge is not good, and whoever makes haste with his feet misses his way. When a man's folly brings his way to ruin, his heart rages against the Lord. Wealth brings many new friends, but a poor man is deserted by his friend. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who breathes out lies will not escape. Many seek the favor of a generous man, and everyone is a friend to a man who gives gifts. All a poor man's brothers hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursues them with words, but does not have them. Whoever gets sense loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will discover good. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who breathes out lies will perish. It is not fitting for a fool to live in luxury, much less for a slave to rule over princes. Good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense. A king's wrath is like the growling of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish son is ruin to his father, and a wife's quarreling is a continual dripping of rain. House and wealth are inherited from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Slothfulness casts into a deep sleep, and an idle person will suffer hunger. Whoever keeps the commandment keeps his life, he who despises his ways will die. Whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. Discipline your son, for there is hope. Do not set your heart on putting him to death. A man of great wrath will pay the penalty, for if you deliver him, you will only have to do it again. Listen to advice and accept instruction that you may gain wisdom in the future. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. What is desired in a man is steadfast love, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and whoever has it rests satisfied. He will not be visited by harm. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish and will not even bring it back to his mouth. Strike a scoffer, and the simple will learn prudence. Reprove a man of understanding, and he will gain knowledge. He who does violence to his father and chases away his mother is a son who brings shame and reproach. Cease to hear instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. A worthless witness mocks at justice, and the mouth of the wicked devours iniquity. Condemnation is ready for scoffers, and beating for the backs of fools. Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler. Whoever is led away by it is not wise. The terror of a king is like the growling of a lion. Whoever provokes him to anger forfeits his life. It is an honor for a man to keep aloof from strife, but every fool will be quarreling. The sluggard does not plow in the autumn. He will seek at harvest and have nothing. The purpose in a man's heart is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Many a man proclaims his own steadfast love, but a faithful man who can find? The righteous who walks in his integrity, blessed are his children after him. A king who sits on the throne of judgment winnows all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart pure, I am clean from my sin? Unequal weights and unequal measures are both alike an abomination to the Lord. Even a child makes himself known by his acts, by whether his conduct is pure and upright. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made them both. Love not sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes, and you will have plenty of bread. Bad, bad, says the buyer, but when he goes away, then he boasts. There is gold and abundance of costly stones, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Take a man's garment when he has put up security for a stranger, and hold it in pledge when he puts up security for foreigners. Bread gained by deceit is sweet to a man, but afterward his mouth will be full of gravel. Plans are established by counsel, by wise guidance wage war. Whoever goes about slandering and reveals secrets, therefore do not associate with a simple babbler. If one curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in utter darkness. An inheritance gained hastily in the beginning will not be blessed in the end. Do not say, I will repay evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will deliver you. Unequal weights are an abomination to the Lord, and false scales are not good. A man's steps are from the Lord. How then can man understand his way? It is a snare to say rashly, it is holy, and to reflect only after making vows. A wise king winnows the wicked and drives the wheel over them. The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all his innermost parts. Steadfast love and faithfulness preserve the king, and by steadfast love his throne is upheld. The glory of young men is their strength, but the splendor of old men is their gray hair. Blows that wound cleanse away evil, strokes that make clean the innermost parts. So our reading today still consists of these short sayings by Solomon. It's likely that these sayings were recorded as he had court and were then compiled at a later time. I'm sure some of these short sayings are familiar, that you remember us discussing them at some time in the past. There is still a great focus on wisdom versus foolishness. Regarding foolishness, verse 3, when a man's folly brings his way to ruin, his heart rages against the Lord. He blames God for how things turned out, even though it was his foolishness that got him there. Wealth brings many friends, but a poor man is deserted by his friend. People tend to congregate or be attracted to those whom they can gain something from. That's related to verse 6. Many seek the favor of a generous man, and everyone is a friend to a man who gives gifts. Verse 11 ties in well with our discussions in the book of James. Good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense. Verse 21 states, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Man can come up with all sorts of plans, but we need to make sure that we are trying to follow the will of the Lord, because that is what is truly lasting. Verse 24, the sluggard buries his hand in the dish, and he will not even bring it back to his mouth. Solomon focuses on laziness a number of times in the book of Proverbs to point out that laziness will be our ruin. Chapter 20, verse 1, wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise. Drinking can become an all-consuming affair for many people, and we should not be those of drunkenness, but those of soberness. Verse 4, the sluggard does not plow in the autumn. He will seek at harvest and have nothing. If we're not willing to work, neither should we eat. Verse 9, who can say, I have made my heart pure, I am clean from my sin? We have no capability on our own to clean our heart. We require the blood of Jesus in order to be able to be clean. Verse 13, love not sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes, and you'll have plenty of bread. Again, discussing the slothfulness or laziness. And finally, verse 29, the glory of young men is their strength, but the splendor of old men is their gray hair. Gray hair being a symbol of wisdom. Let us all follow after wisdom and shun foolishness. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.